Hi there, and welcome to Stories of Our Why, a podcast from the West Shore School District. Here we take a closer look at the inspiring stories behind our students' journeys. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for the district. The title, Stories of Our Why, comes from the district's core mission, Our Why. We are dedicated to providing students with inspiring and relevant experiences so they may live meaningful, purposeful, and impactful lives. Here we hear directly from the students whose experiences reflect that mission in action. Each episode features student speakers from Cedar Cliff and Redland High Schools and their speeches at Board of School Directors meetings, giving us insight into their challenges, achievements, and what motivates them to grow, lead, and make a difference. In this episode, we speak with Cedar Cliff Jr. Eduardo Lara Ortiz and his English honors teacher, Lauren Hyde. A multilingual, multinational student from Ecuador, Eduardo's story taken him from the halls of West Shore and into an inspiring writing competition where he won a prestigious award in poetry. Here's Eduardo and Mrs. Hyde. In this episode, we speak with Redland senior Benjamin Rosenberger. A multi-generational student in West Shore, Benjamin's tales of leadership certainly inspire not only himself but those around him and will take him into his journey at Karen University. Here's his story. Ben, thank you for joining me here today. Let's talk a little bit about first your speech. You were heavily focused not only on Redland Theater, but also just your general involvement overall at Redland and kind of just the confidence and everything that it instilled upon you. So whenever you were approached to discuss with the board or make a speech toward to the board, tell me what were some of the first things that went into your mind?
Yeah, kind of immediately I went into the speech kind of wanting to do something abstract that hadn't been like talked about before. And something I immediately thought of was just leadership. With my involvement with the leader of Bible Club here at Redland, one of the student leaders at Musical, and the president of Chamber Singers, as well as being a part of FBLA, which stands for Future Business Leaders of America, it kind of just like came to me pretty instantly that I needed to talk about like my leadership skills, how I've built them up as a young musician and a young student here at Redland.
So whenever you're talking about leadership, you deal with a variety of populations, whether that's FBLA, Bible Club, musical theater, track. So how do you think you adapt to those differing voices that you're trying to lead whenever you go through your daily life, or do you go throughout your year? Because you are a leader in all of those organizations, but whenever you do that with different people, how do you think you balance that?
That's a really good question. That is a really good question.
If that's too hard of a question, let me know.
No, absolutely. I love that question.
Musical theater and track are two very different things. Mm-hmm. And you can still be the same person while still realizing that you're dealing with different populations of people. You know, there are different elements to everybody's personality. So I'm just interested to see like how you think you balance those, because those are especially track, FBLA, and theater are three very distinct populations.
So you definitely have to know your audience or your group. So, you know, theater is very different from track, like you said, where it's so focused on like a family aspect of track while also competing with each other. While musical is a family aspect with working together to like put on a show that you can't do alone, where track it's more of an individual but also a team effort. So it's kind of important to know who you're working with at all times.
Talk to me a little bit about your love of theater. When did that start? What was your inciting incident that you realized that you enjoyed that particular part of your educational journey?
Yeah, I've kind of always known that I love music. Uh-huh. And my plan going into high school was never to do theater. That was never on the to-do list or something for me to do. I was actually originally part of marching band my freshman and sophomore year. And then I kind of was inspired to do it by a bunch of my friends in choir. I had been invited to do the Chamber Singers my freshman year. And I auditioned to be a part of our octet as well, which is our advanced choir of eight people in our advanced choir. And they kind of just told me to do it and just have some fun. And as a young kid, I thought nothing less. I wasn't doing really much in the winter or the spring. So I kind of just built my way into theater, and I just kind of like started to love it and realized this is where I needed to be, because to build my voice and my vocal abilities for the future, and it really would help me develop into the person that I am today.
Okay, so what's been some of your favorite moments, both through that program and maybe even some stuff at Redland too, that have kind of cultivated that, you think?
Definitely the people. The Redland is so unique, where everyone just kind of gets along. I can't name many times where I've collided with someone over different beliefs and it be a big deal. Like, Redland is truly a family. Like, we are truly all close in our own way. Like, we're not all friends, but we are all, like, we all respect each other, and we all like know that this is high school and we're all in this together as a Redland family. So, like, the people part of any activity that you do is like vital to have good strength in the activity.
Whenever you endeavor to try, whether it's something new or you're just going about your daily life, I mean, you're going to be heading into freshman year with a new audience, new friends, with all that kind of stuff too again next year. It's very easy, whether you're in high school or college, to kind of shrink back and come into your shell. So as you've been this person to lead, have you ever stopped to think, why me? Why you? That's a very admirable quality, for sure. So what is it within you, whether that's your family life, you mentioned faith a little bit too, whatever that has inspired you to take such a leading role in everything you do?
That's a great question. I that's been something I've thought about since my freshman year. I've seen these seniors from my freshman year do such an amazing job at leading and including everyone that I knew that I needed to do this and to do that and to inspire others. Like everything that I do, I try to do with a purpose, and inspiring others and being a good role model so that kids that were my age during freshman year could look up to me my senior year or even my junior year last year, could look up to me and be like, I want to be like him, and I want to pursue like this leadership and this passion for everything that I do because of that. So it's really like the ability to inspire others and like change other people and like their early like first 18 years of life, to be able to really inspire people is a great drive.
Messiah or somewhere else?
Karen University.
Tell me about it.
So it's about North Philly, Langhorne, Pennsylvania,
Okay.
near King of Prussia.
Okay.
So it's a very small school, like 800 or so students. But my parents went there. I go there for a camp that I go to called Chehi. It's a music summer camp, which I love. It's taught me so much about like music and instrumentalism and faith as well. So I have a lot of familiarity with that school, while also it kind of being a new thing, because it's the college setting I'm not familiar with, but the setting of the school I
Is it family legacy that draws you there,
am.
comfortability that draws you there, or something else?
No, their music department is absolutely amazing. Pursuing music education with a vocal concentration, which means I'm just gonna go to school to be able to teach kids how to sing and to do music, and teach them how to love music and the joy that it's brought me and the comfort that it's brought me through any time in life.
What do you think you'll miss most about your journey so far at Redland? Because you're going there for music education, so that means you're taking time off and going away from track and some of the other things that you enjoy too. So what are you going to miss most, and what are some of those things that are going through your head now as we sit here in almost mid-March?
It's kind of crazy to think that this journey I've been on through 4 years and us as seniors have been on through 4 years is almost over. But I really am gonna miss like the music aspect of Redland. But the part that makes the music aspect of Redland so important to me is the family that we build and throughout all of the music departments, whether it be Cedar Cliff or Redland together. But we have a very truly close music department, which I will miss 100%.
And that was our conversation with Benjamin Rosenberger. We hope his story in Redland High School and across the district certainly inspired you as much as it did us. You can expect more stories of our why from student speakers throughout the year, available on the West Shore School District website and in our monthly newsletters. Thank you for listening. I'm Braden Long, Director of Communications for West Shore School District. Until next time.